It's that time of day to throw on your favorite movie or stream the best new show. And most importantly, it's time to sit back and relax with Raisin Bran After Hours, where we take a closer look at the shows and movies you may or may not know, as well as all things creative.
Hello and welcome back to Raisin Bran After Hours. I'm Noah Lucy, and joined with me is...
Tristan Bennett.
What's up? Yeah. Talking about, are we living in a less creative world? And that's a very interesting topic I'd like to talk about, because I feel like with technology, there's this idea that we are no longer living in a creative world, or that creativity stems from something like painting or writing, like doing something physical, where we're living in a world where paper is being eliminated, like we're doing all this stuff with tablets and things. And so it's the idea of, is it creative, or is it just like, if you use technology, is it just kind of like a form of goofing off or a form of like something else? I don't know. There's there's some points written down there. Yeah. We're going to talk about them. We're going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, to start off, we got our first talking point. So what is creativity to you? And no, I want you to describe what you think being creative is, I guess.
I think being creative is just taking an idea that you could go to at least five people and they've never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, if you say you come up with an idea for like a TV show, and it's like the premise is these two kids, they're a brother and a sister, and they live in a hotel, and there's a bunch of shenanigans in the hotel. It's meant for kids. Like, if you go to about five different people, they're going to tell you that Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Right,
you just
yeah.
changed it from two boys to a boy and a girl or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's not very creative. That's more on that line that we talked about a couple weeks ago of like, not a rip. That is a ripoff, but I guess we would talk about rebranding and stuff.
Yeah.
That could, I guess, be a rebrand since it's been out. It's,
yeah, you could reboot it that way or something like that. Yeah, like there's so like, how you described it right there, that premise alone is not necessarily all that creative, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, if you add other elements to it that, like, let's say there's, like, another dynamic. There's, like, a unique dynamic with the characters that, you know, wasn't explored upon in the other series that it might be similar to. Now, that, I would say that is creative.
What if we did a gritty prequel of Mr. Mosby becoming the manager of the hotel?
Yeah, like when he like ran over someone with his car or something.
Oh, gosh.
So that's a great way to set it up, because how I would describe creativity is, I guess, exactly how I just set it up there, is having an idea but putting your unique spin on it or something like that. Because I don't think inherently, you know, taking an idea from that's already been done before and doing it again is not creative in itself. I think it's just that you add your own voice to it, or you add a different spin to it. Now, and for an example, on our TikTok channel, which, by the way, go follow us at The Pixel Lab. Shameless plug there.
This whole thing is a shameless plug.
Right, exactly. But on there, I mean, I see so many TikToks where it's like literally, you know, they take a screenshot of a tweet and then film the reaction to the tweet. Like, ooh, look at this tweet. This is funny. That's me. It's not creative. They're not adding really unique spin to it. They're just like saying, hey, I think this is funny, which is fine. Like, that's, I'm not saying those are bad. That's like a interesting form of content. I just wouldn't say it's creative. Like, that's the type of content you could put out there, and that's perfectly fine. I just don't think it's creative. And I hopefully people who make those understand that it's not creative. Now, how you could put a different spin on it is adding more of a reaction to it, more of a commentary, your input on it. For example, we've been sharing these, we've been doing a series like that's just starting off about some of our favorite ad campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could have easily just like said, hey, here's one of our favorite ad campaigns, and played the entire 30-second
commercial
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been it. And people would have loved that, because it's basically just reposting that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
But if you add, you know, like my context on how this commercial came about, like how it succeeded for the company, why I like it, I guess, that to me is a little bit more creative, you know?
Yeah.
We're adding our own spin to it. We're adding our input, our reaction. And that's like 90% of YouTube's content now is like taking something that's already been done before, but adding your thoughts and your two cents to it. And I think maybe it's not as creative as you can be.
I feel like that would be like the lowest like, yeah, because that is, it does take creativity to say stuff like that. And like mm-hmm. to think of, to form a thought is technically creating, I guess you could mm-hmm. say in a way. But I would definitely, yes, say that if you're putting a lot of time and effort into making reaction videos, I guess to me, that's probably one of the low, like that's the lowest bar of mm-hmm. like creativity, because you're not really doing anything besides reacting to it. And you're just showing like a reaction type thing and then giving some commentary, which yeah, isn't to say it's not creative and that, or that it's not enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Content doesn't have to be creative to be enjoyable.
Yeah, no, but, I agree with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so honestly, yeah, that was just like a way of giving an example. But yeah, to me, creativity is doing something differently, I guess. Yeah. Adding something to another thing,
I guess. A unique twist to something. Because yeah. I've also heard the argument that, like, there's no such thing as creativity because everything has been done. Like, if you boil at, like, that's the super cynical that everyone in a film class throws their hand up whenever you start talking about creativity. It's like, well, technically, every movie's already been made at least once. If you really boil it down to its bare mm-hmm. bones, it's like, obviously, yes, everything like follows a very, we've developed a like a path to go on for creativity of like, whether it's stories or whether it's content, like there's usually some sort of method you go through to get to the final product. And yeah, given that everyone uses that method or a majority of people use that method, you could easily argue that nothing is creative, but then you have to say that nothing is creative. Mm-hmm. Like you have to live with that we're in a bland, uncreative, just rehashing world. And that's mm-hmm. not fun.
Right.
Like, where's the fun in that?
Well, and I guess in thinking about what I was saying before, I guess I kind of came to the conclusion that I think creating some, I mean, this is like a very simplified version. And then I think there's a spectrum of creativity, but in a way, isn't creating anything being creative at its like,
also, yeah,
at its like, you know, boiled down most broad point. Mm-hmm. Now that's where I think the spectrum comes in. And I have an example here in a second, but now there, yeah, like you said, there's like the lowest common denominator of creativity. And then there's like the super original. Like, I think mm-hmm. that's where you start getting original. Like you bring in that word, like, yeah. Oh, this is original content. This is OC. That's like, you know, peak creativity right there. Yeah. Right. The OC. Yeah. Now for an example, you know, Shakespeare created Hamlet. You know, yeah. And that at the time, it's, I mean, I guess I don't have the context of whatever the 1600, whenever we Shakespeare there, existed, but I don't have the context of the, you know, the creativity of that period. But mm-hmm. I mean, obviously he must have been seen as pretty creative. You know, he's made a name for himself and everything.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure Hamlet in its, I mean, I guess if you think about it, yeah. Like if you see stories today, they're always like, oh, this is inspired by Hamlet. So that's kind of like the OG, mm-hmm. the original content there. And then you have like a, you know, a brand like Disney years later, they come out and say, you know, I like this Hamlet story, but what if we spin it off, kind of? What if we do something different with it? What if we tell the story of Hamlet, but instead it's a bunch of lions?
Yeah, exactly. I'm so glad that you used that, because yeah. I had a major conversation. This is a slight side point. I had a major conversation with someone one day that Lion King, I said it's pretty much Hamlet.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, like Lion King is Hamlet. And their argument was, it is absolutely not Hamlet. And I'm like, are you joking?
I don't know if you can say absolutely not, but
yeah, I'm yeah. like, I'm not saying that you can watch The Lion King and then go take an AP Lit test about Hamlet and mm-hmm. ace it, but you're going to see similarities, or you're right. going to get at least, I would say, a 50%.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that, like, in the terms of this whole spectrum of creativity, that, you know, that's somewhere around the middle. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, they took an idea that already existed and kind of reworked it a little bit mm-hmm. and made it, you know, something new, something for kids, told in a different medium, animation. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you fast forward to 2019 and Disney's like, hey, remember that Lion King movie that we made? What if we just remake the whole movie? But here's the different part. But we make it like fake live action. Now, again, so that's, is that creative? Yeah, I guess it's doing something new, and they are doing something.
It's a creative use of the tools they have.
Exactly.
Because we'd never seen a live action Lion King before that was not really live action, that was actually all CGI, like, because yeah, there was
photorealistic
alive in it.
Yeah. And again, so that's, now you go back to the spectrum of creativity. Mm-hmm. That's definitely towards that the lower because yeah. they, I mean, from what I've gathered, they really didn't do that much different. Maybe there was like a few different songs or something like that, but they really didn't do anything that much different from the original movie. Now that, so that's like a, that's a good spectrum, a good scale of mm-hmm. the creativity, you know, scale, whatever you want to call it, because yeah, in a way, doing anything that creates something, mm-hmm. I guess, is creativity. You know, filming your reaction to a screenshot of a tweet that you took that you thought was funny. Sure, I guess that's mm-hmm. it's creating something. It's being creative, but it's, you know, it's like a one on the scale mm-hmm. from 1 to 10. And so yeah, I think that's how I feel. I think you agree in some aspects. Yeah, and I enjoyed your input on that because. Yeah, that I just kind of came to that, you know, epiphany midway through the conversation. That's like,
I liked it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I liked the epiphany.
So the next talking point, and I want you to kind of touch on this because I'm curious. I've heard of nature or nurture, but I've heard it in like a science class. So you talked about is creativity nature or nurture? What do you mean when you say that?
So yeah, by preface, I wrote most of these just so people aren't like, this isn't necessarily, it's not an interview. We're both doing this.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to sound weird. I'm not some creativity professional necessarily. I don't have a PhD in this. Can you imagine? but no, I could create it.
There you go.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I created that for ourselves. There we go. We're both creative PhDs now. Anyway, back to that. It's this idea that I have seen throughout my entire life because it's the weirdest. Not weird. It's weird if you know my family. My family is very creative. My great grandfather, and his brother at a time drove out to California to paint movie sets. Mm-hmm. His brother even got a date with apparently, I don't remember who it is. It's awful. She's actually a celebrity. Like, she was a big name celebrity in the mm-hmm. day, but I can't remember who it is. And so they were artists and stuff. My grandfather wanted to be a cartoonist, like an illustrator and stuff, but he ended up being an architect just because he had family and whatnot.
Yeah, the next best thing.
Right? Yeah, right. Where he could still draw and stuff. And then my dad, wrestler in high school, went to college for art and then worked at the X Games, doing things like designing the scoreboards and stuff, or designing the graphics on the boards that would appear mm-hmm. and running that kind of stuff, as well as doing sales and whatnot that mm-hmm. he is now into today. But then, like, my sister can draw. I can draw decently well. She's way more realistic than I am when it comes to drawing, but I can do fun cartoons. but it's like, yeah, like in school and stuff, I would doodle on things and people be like, I cannot draw. And I'm like, here's a pencil. Like, you can draw.
Draw. Maybe you just kind of draw, like, up to a standard of what a large group mm-hmm. of artists or whatever would say is passable, maybe. But you can physically draw. Unless you mm-hmm. are physically unable to draw, you can draw. Mm-hmm.
So, like, people who know my family growing up and they would know these things about my family and stuff would just be, you guys are just, would just boil it down to, you guys are just creative. Like, it's just, like, in you guys to be creative. And I think everyone has, like, I don't think it's necessary. I think being creative, like anything, is something you can learn. I think some people might have a little bit better of a mindset of perception. Mm-hmm. Like, my sister can do, when she draws, she can do like a 3D-ish, or even like my friend can do a 3D like hand. Mm-hmm. I cannot. Everything I draw is very two-dimensional just because I can never get mm-hmm. the third dimension quite right. But if you look at some stuff I've done, like mainly my school notebooks, sorry, Mom, it's gotten better over the years of me just doodling on paper and stuff. So it's something where it's not like that was a skill that I just had. And it's like, it's not like a video game where it's like, oh, you unlock it by doing it X amount of times. It kind of is, but it's mm-hmm. something that if you really, really want to learn how to do something, you can do it. And that goes with, I think, being creative and figuring out, like, I never knew how to use video equipment. You don't just, great cinematographers or people who make TV shows and stuff don't come out of like the womb, or just like, they're not, you don't just hand them a video camera And then you look at it an hour later and you're like, this is a cinematic masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a gift for this. It's like, oh, it's not bad. And then over time, they're like, you're really kind of getting good at this. The more you practice.
Right. I see the nature versus nature coming in there. I guess, yeah, the way you describe it, I think an analogy I think can think of is, you know, imagine everyone in the world had, you know, a bunch of antenna on their head, mm-hmm. you know, one for each of the, you know, the trades, the skills and everything. You know, maybe mine is, you know, a little bit, you know, can pick up a stronger signal of, you know, some photography radio station or something like that. Whereas, you know, other people, they can get the signal. There's a little bit of static, a little bit of mm-hmm. feedback in there. But, you know, if they, you know, maybe move a little bit closer to where the signal is coming from, or, you know, do a little bit of work on the signal, you know, maybe they'll get more, you know, cleaner feed mm-hmm. coming in and everything.
This is a cool analogy.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just thinking of that. I was like, yeah, like everyone is creative. In tune to just about everything. But it's just a matter of how strong your signal is. Now you can always continue to strengthen that signal by practicing or mm-hmm. or doing things over and over again. But just by nature, there's mm-hmm. some people that are, you know, more in tune at an earlier age, let's say. Or,
it's like math and numbers and stuff. Some people just have a better perception of it. Like, mm-hmm. I'll keep using my family's examples. Like, my sister can do mental math easily in her head. She understands numbers and word problems and stuff like that. But for me, that always tripped me up. I can't do that stuff in my head easily. Like, I have to, I'm either, like, subtly counting on my fingers, or I have to write it out or put it in, like, a calculator, because I guess the signal isn't quite there.
Mm-hmm.
And could I get better at it? Absolutely. Will I? Probably not. Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten worse, but that's my choice at this point. I'm a full grown adult, but yeah, like I like that where, yeah, like the radio frequencies are what you perceive is different, and that you can strengthen it, or you can, I guess, opposite of it, you can walk away from it and go find a different one.
Mm-hmm. Get all mm-hmm. static feedback, you know,
exactly.
On your radio station there. No. So I'm curious though, how do you see, you know, creativity? And we talked about, you know, what we think creativity is. We talked about, you know, is it innate or is it, you know, built upon through skills and practice and everything?
Mm-hmm.
So, but how do you see creativity being used in our world today, I guess, kind of going back to the main subject of this, you know, are we living in a creative world? Like, how are you seeing it used? And by seeing it, how it's used, you know, can you answer the question, you know,
mm-hmm.
are we in a less creative world?
I think technology has actually made it a more creative world.
Mm-hmm. I would agree 100%. Yeah.
I don't quite ever get the argument unless it's, I guess, the argument could be like those paint by number apps or those apps that just, it's something where it's like, oh, just scribble all over it and the app will take care of it and make it look pretty.
Right.
I kind of see where that's taking away the creativity, but yet also kind of not. I see technology as helping creativity. Like, my sister has like an iPad that she draws on and stuff. And I tried it over the holidays a couple months ago, and I was able to do some things in there that I cannot do with a pencil,
mm-hmm.
just because I can control the, like, one pen, like the stylus can control, has thousands of widths and weights and lots of different things. And I can fill in, like I can make a circle and then drag in a color to fill it in without having to sit there and spend like 30 minutes coloring in like by myself and being sure it doesn't have like the weird, like, you know what I'm talking about, where like in school when mm-hmm. you colored too much and you could see where it didn't quite go all the way or whatever, and there's all those like lines and it doesn't look professional, mm-hmm. so to speak. But yeah, I think technology really helps us become more creative, where you having those, because then you can also have those materials that are normally very, like, art material is very expensive, mm-hmm. so having a tablet that can have all that in it for you, and that you maybe have to pay, which they're still expensive. Like, obviously not everyone can afford them and stuff. But they're a one-time payment, because you're never going to run out of ink. The most that's going to happen is that over time, the technology in it is just going to not be able to be updated because of how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can always upgrade at that mm-hmm. point. Or definitely. Or maybe even not, but you now have that skill and you maybe go to something else, or that skill got you a job where now you don't have to worry about updating your own equipment because you're a graphic designer now, and mm-hmm. your employer is paying for all this stuff and gave you an iPad as long as you're working there or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it can open a lot of doors, and I think it can help. I think it can also help just the average person be creative. Like, my sister is going to school for biomedical engineering. She is not an artist. Yeah. Right. Not an artist, but it's something that she's doing in her path, in her pastime. I think it might help her major with like designing things or something. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
I really don't know. I think she just got it for fun, but that's also something that she has it for fun. She has no interest in being a professional artist, as far as I'm aware, but she now has that in her back pocket, I guess, if her life totally gets derailed. And if she's really, if enough people are like, I like your designs that you're doing on your iPad, she'd be like, well, maybe I could sell these.
And yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
College didn't work out. I don't know. I hope it works out for her. But yeah, I don't know. How do you think technology, and how do you see people being creative nowadays?
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with the advent of technology and the evolution over time. I think, I honestly don't even know if you can disagree with it. Honestly, technology, in my opinion, has 100% equivocally made creativity just more abundant. And mm-hmm. Again, I always talk about it, and I feel like I talk about it a lot. I feel like one of those, like, you know, like always talking about, you know, TikTok and whatnot, but exactly what it is, because I've honestly been, and it's weird talking about some of the videos, because some of the videos are like the dumbest, you know, thing, but
like people
it's so
a towel
funny
on their head and they're like, yeah, like a girl.
Yeah, exactly. I see like the way they're doing it is just like ridiculous. And some of the, mm-hmm. the, you know, the content of itself is just ridiculous and funny and just kind of dumb. But mm-hmm. I'm just like blown away with the amount of creativity I've seen on the app. You know, just scrolling through, I'm like, really, who thought of this? Like, who thought to make like this weird right? video? It just blows my mind, because I'm completely different. I guess my version of creativity is, you know, not any better or worse than theirs. But it's, if I were to create something, I guess I'm just kind of confused sometimes. Like, why didn't I even think of this as a possibility? Mm-hmm. And I've been astounded by that so many different times, just scrolling through the apps, just like basically saying like, okay, this is wild how creative people are being. Basically, technology is democratizing creativity, you know, because for so long it was, you know, thought that, you know, you have to have, you know, you have to, you know, go all in and do all these things. You have to go to college to become a writer, or you have to have like a nice camera to you know, make cinema and make videos and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, as technology becomes more and more readily available, now you have people making albums and musicals on a laptop.
Or through TikTok.
Or TikTok, yeah. You have people making these, you know, retro style how-to videos. Yeah. Like, it just blows my mind what people have been able to create just in the last year, with the further advent of technology, and TikTok keeps adding these crazy filters and all these different cool effects that you can mm-hmm. do in the app that people just are, you know, experimenting with and going, you know, through the wall with, just where you can take it and everything. I think that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, 100%. I don't think you can deny that, you know, technology. Now there's the cynical people that come by and say, you know, well, I don't think this is creative, because now that we have, you know, CGI, and now that we can do computer stuff, like, now that's all we do, and you're taking away, you know, the magic of, you know, real life props and all this and stuff. And I get it, but again, I think that can still exist. And I think, I don't know, it's just a way of creating mm-hmm. things, and, you know, the way things operate is, you know, to do them in the easiest, most convenient way, I guess. And that's just how technology operates. And yeah. I think that's how it's going to continue to operate. And I think, yeah, I think we're going to see a further explosion of content created on your phone, because, yeah, like, you could argue the same thing. It's like, well, you shot that on a phone, you didn't shoot it on a camera, so why aren't you, you know, putting the effort into, you know, make this look the best? Because it doesn't matter anymore. People don't care.
Especially if you're viewing it on your phone. Like you're telling me, like, that, okay, so I think one of my favorite TikToks, like, trends ever is whenever people use that, like, bulging face filter to be like a kid.
Oh yeah.
Like where they're always like, mom, like doing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so creative because in my brand of like humor and like what I think is funny, kids swearing or kids being like, if you can get a kid to be blatantly a kid, like it's funny to me where it's like looking back on it now. Cause it's like, oh, mm-hmm. every kid does that. Like where it's like, they go into their mom's room, like, I don't feel good. And it's like, I think I'm going to throw up, like go to the bathroom and then do it right on the carpet. And it's like, why didn't you go to the bathroom? It's right. like that like process isn't quite there, but it's funnier, at least in the realm of TikTok or whatever. It's funny because it's grown, or at least high school like age people, like I think at the youngest, making those types of videos because they know that that's how those kids act. Like if you try to get a kid to do that, you'd have to find like a kid who could act and not make it be like, I don't feel good. Like it's mm-hmm. weird. Like it just wouldn't work where some of the things you were talking about where it's like, why don't you like up the production value, like, get a real kid. And it's like, because it's not going to be as funny. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. like everything has its place type right. of thing.
And I think, yeah, to round it off with our last kind of topic on the subject, we mm-hmm. kind of just started to touch on it a little bit, but how do you balance all the old views of creativity with the new ones? I think, yeah, we're just talking about it right now. And honestly, I think, and it maybe I'm completely wrong when I say it, but I think that there's always going to be space for everything that came from before and everything that will come in terms mm-hmm. of creativity. I mean, I don't think now that being said, I think there's going to be maybe, you know, different percentages, different ratios of, so like, yeah. for example, radio, that was, you know, a huge thing for so long. Now it's on the decline, I guess I would say. But the thing is, yeah. I don't think there's ever not going to be radio. I think no. if anything, we've seen it in a different form with podcasting. I mean, this mm-hmm. is basically like radio, except we're not broadcasting over there. We're broadcasting it online.
Yeah.
Same thing with movie theaters. Now, I don't think movie theaters are going to completely die. I think they're going to be less and less, but and maybe more of a big ticket, not prestigious, but like kind of a once in a while type of thing. Like you're going to see,
mm-hmm.
you know, movies that are made for the screen. Not every movie is going to be premiered in theaters, unfortunately, guys. You know, I prefer it that way, but yeah. I'm just aware of what the situation is. But the thing is, and I'm sure years and years from now, there'll be something that I can't even fathom what it'll be, but there'll mm-hmm. be something that challenges the cycle of streaming. I think there's gotta be something out there because there's always something, there's always the next thing. And then people are going to be like, but what about Netflix? Like what's going to happen to that? I think there's always going to be a Netflix. There's always going to be
something. Yeah.
iHeartRadio. There's always going to be mm-hmm. a AMC theater. I think there's going to be something, but then it just kind of gets, you know, nudged to the side a little yeah. bit for whatever the new thing is. And then so is the cycle mm-hmm. of creativity. There's always going to be things. I mean, the thing is, like, ever since we created cameras, do we talk about how, you know, oh, the art of painting portraits, you know, that's going to die. Yeah. Like, what's going to happen to portraits? No, it's
people still have portraits.
They exist. If anything, they're kind of like a niche, like, cool thing. Like, oh, you get your portrait. I mean, this is such a weird thing because, honestly, who the heck gets their portrait painted these days?
Well, I think now a lot of people do it, too, where you take a photo of yourself mm-hmm. and you give it to someone who paints it. So then you're just painting a photo.
Right.
Or you give them like photo references and they're like, okay. And then they make something unique out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never gotten a portrait painted of myself.
Right. But even further. So once video is created, you know, I'm sure there's people like, what about photography? Like that's obviously everything can exist. Yeah. It's going to exist maybe in a different capacity or a lower capacity, but I think everything's going to exist. There's going to be a day someday where, there's an app that creates 1 second pieces of video compared to TikTok. Yeah. And that's going to be like the next big thing. And everyone's going to be like, the death of TikTok is coming. No, it's going to exist like in a different form, maybe yeah. like with Vine, like that was true. The TikTok before TikTok, but now there's TikTok. I don't know. It's a cycle of creativity is basically mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. And, I think there's always going to be a balance, in a different way. But and maybe not completely balanced, but it's going to be mm-hmm. a cycle.
People are always thinking of new things, and there's exactly. always going to be a new way to either do something, watch something, create something. It's just creativity working. It's just mm-hmm. the process of creativity working and what sticks and what doesn't stick. And yeah, it's just finding finding the place, finding everything that goes on.
And so in wrapping up this mm-hmm. wonderful conversation about creativity, are we living in a less creative world, Noah?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's kind of personal opinion at this point, mm-hmm. but I don't think we are. I think based on what we talked about, and I've thought of 1,000 other different points too that I could bring up, but I'm not going to because I don't want to have this be a 2-hour, because that's the thing. It's such an open-ended question mm-hmm. because there is no answer. I think it depends on what you make it, like anything in the creative realm. Like, some people love Christopher Nolan movies and they think they're the greatest of all time. Some people think he's a hack. Mm-hmm. Like, or some people think Martin Scorsese movies are amazing, and some people are like, they're boring. Mm-hmm. It's all personal preference, but I think if you are creative or you want to be creative, and if you want to do something unique, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And now more than ever, if you're not, you're probably just lazy.
Which is fair. Yeah, no, I would agree. Yeah, I think there is a cynical perspective that you could take that a lot of people do probably take and say, like, oh, you got all these TikTokers like doing their little dances and everything. What is this?
Something
back in my day, we made, I don't know what the...
We did the Charleston.
Yeah, we danced in real life. We didn't have to do it in front of a camera. And it's like, that's great. But now we have the opportunity to share in that experience and further democratize and spread the ideas of creativity and just entertainment and everything. So
exactly.
I agree. Yeah, definitely 100% more creative. It's just different. It's change. And so many people are, you know, allergic to change, if you will, which I get it. It's hard. But I always try to keep an open mind, I guess, and everything. I remember just to wrap up the whole TikTok thing, I remember like a year before it kind of blew up, TikTok came out, and I was like, oh, like that lip syncing app, like where it was basically Musical.ly, and then now look where it is today. It's basically a YouTube threatener. Like, I don't know. It's the new thing now. But anyways, thanks for posting this conversation, though. I really like this topic on creativity. Would always be really curious to see what our listeners think. Be sure to reach out to any of our socials. If you hear this, reach out to any of our socials and let's start a conversation about creativity. I'm sure there will be a TikTok highlight of this in the future. So looking forward to that and everything. And yeah, any last words, Noah?
Just be creative, I guess. Just mm-hmm. keep being unique. Mm-hmm. Stay weird, guys.
Yeah. Create stuff. Make things, make new things, and I guess put an effort to try to have it towards the middle, towards the upper end of that spectrum of creativity that we talked about, I guess. But in the end, I think as long as you're creating something, I think you're adding some sort of value to this space, in my opinion. So thank you so much for joining us in this conversation. Thank you so much, and we will see you all in the next episode.
Have a great week.
Hey everybody, just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to stay updated on all of our new episodes. Also, make sure you check out our YouTube channel, Retro Neon Film, to see all of our creativity on display, and check out our branding and marketing podcast on the feed as well, and it's called Raisin Brand. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show in the future, just email podcast@thepixellab.co. That's podcast@thepixellab.co. Thank you again, and have a great week.